Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Today we will be talking all about money. Yes, something that we all need when we want to buy something anyway. We're going to be talking about the history of money. Money down through the ages. All right. Well, every country has a different currency. The United States uses dollars. But do you know all the different units of your country's currency and the money? For example, Carolyn, in the United States we use dollars, but that can be broken down into other things, right?
That's right. We have coins and they represent cents. So 1 cent is called a penny, 5 cents is called a nickel, 10 cents is a dime, 25 cents is a quarter.
Yes.
And we even have a half dollar, which is 50 cents. But it's not used very often anymore.
That's right. And of course, we have $10 bills, $20 bills, $50 bills. Well, what about the currency in your country? What are all those different units called? Of course, we're going to be learning about the history of money. So let's get started.
Money down through the ages. Money has changed a lot over the centuries. Money has been essential throughout history, but it hasn't always come in forms we would recognize today. Before money, the earliest civilizations didn't use money. Instead, they bartered, agreeing to swap everyday objects like food, clothing, or animals. It sounds a little strange today. How many chickens would you trade for a smartphone? But bartering worked surprisingly well for some ancient cultures. The Incas built a mighty empire without money. All men were required to work on constructing roads, public buildings, and palaces. The Inca royalty then provided these people with all they needed to survive: food, clothing, tools, etc.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Have you ever wondered how money came into existence? In this month's history article, we'll learn all about how and why civilization began to use money. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Swap. Swap is a verb. Brendan and Alex each had a video game the other wanted to try, so they swapped games. Royalty. Royalty is a noun. People all over the world love hearing news about the British royalty. Shell out. Shell out is an idiom. Casey had to shell out a lot of money to get her car fixed. Unearth. Unearth is a verb. In 2005, pieces of ancient boats were unearthed in Korea. Your more information words are barter. Barter is a verb. Cowrie shell. Cowrie shell is a noun. Sounds interesting? Let's begin.
Well, that was fun. We learned about the Incas today. Okay, let's go back to the top of today's lesson, money down through the ages. Money has changed a lot over the centuries. Okay? It's changed a lot over the centuries, over hundreds of years, or you can also say money has changed a lot through the centuries.
That's right, or through the ages, as we see in our title. Well, getting into our article, money has been essential throughout history, but it hasn't always come in forms we would recognize today. So money has not always looked like pieces of paper or small coins that we carry around.
That's true. It has many different forms. Now, this first section is called Before Money. And we read, the earliest civilizations didn't use money. All right, well, there have been many civilizations throughout history. It's hard to imagine a time that didn't use money, Carolyn.
It is difficult to imagine, but we read that the earliest civilizations didn't use money. Instead, they bartered, agreeing to swap everyday objects like food, clothing, or animals. So if you barter, that means that you just trade things. We trade one thing for another. And we see a word there, swap, from our word bank. And swap simply means to trade.
That's right. You're swapping something for something else. You're trading it with your friend and what they have. How else could you use this word swap? Well, maybe you were in a competition and you got a prize. Your friend also got a prize. He likes your prize and you like his prize. Well, you can just swap prizes. Then you can have each other's things.
That's right. Or, you know, maybe you meet someone and you want to get their phone number. You could say, let's swap phone numbers. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you my phone number and you give me yours.
That's right. Of course, that doesn't mean you're switching phones with the other person, but you're just getting each other's phone numbers. Now, I like this idea of bartering because actually it implies a little bit more of an importance on relationship. If there's just a set price and you use money, the relationship doesn't really matter. But you can barter with people that you know. It could become something that friends do.
That's right. And you can barter for animals, food, clothing, many different kinds of objects. We continue reading. It sounds a little strange today. How many chickens would you trade for a smartphone? Gabe, if I gave you 10 chickens, would you give me your iPhone?
I'm sorry, Carolyn. I think you need to buy your own iPhone with money. This is a great question, though. How many chickens would you trade for a smartphone? Carolyn, I don't know what to do with chickens, and they would be kind of annoying in my living room, and
well,
I have two cats.
But Gabe, if we're doing the barter system, that means that if you want food, like if you wanted to eat a chicken, you would need to trade for it.
Oh, you're right. And you don't eat meat. I guess I would find chickens more useful. This is a great question. Okay, if you have some chickens, Carolyn, I'll consider trading my smartphone for your chickens. 20 of them.
20. Okay, well, I will get back to you on that. But first, let us continue reading in our article. But bartering worked surprisingly well for some ancient cultures. So even though it sounds kind of strange, it worked surprisingly well.
And we read about a certain culture here. The Incas built a mighty empire without money. All right, so even big empires and kingdoms were built without the use of money. Well, empire. This makes me think of the Roman Empire. That was another big empire in history.
And we learn how the Incan Empire was able to build such a great civilization without money. All men were required to work on constructing roads, public buildings, and palaces. The Inca royalty then provided these people with all they needed to survive. Food, clothing, tools, etc.
All right, so the Inca royalty would provide these people with everything they needed. Let's look at that word royalty. Royalty has to do with royal people, people living in palaces, kings, queens, princes, princesses, dukes, the royalty.
That's right. So now we don't really hear about the royalty too often, unless, of course, you're talking about Great Britain mm-hmm. and the Queen and her son, the Prince, who recently got married and is having a baby.
But, of course, sometimes you might feel like royalty. If someone treats you really well as a guest in their home, you could say, we really felt like royalty living there or staying there. Well, we see another phrase here in this sentence, all they needed to survive. All you need to do something. That's a good phrase to know. You could use it like this. sunscreen, sunglasses, and a good book was all I needed to enjoy the beach.
That's a great way to use that phrase. You might also use it talking about work. The company will provide all you need to complete the project. Just give them a list.
And of course, Michelle has all we need to help understand this part of our lesson today. Let's go enjoy some time with her now.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 butter 这个动词。Butter 是指以物易物。例如 ,people in the remote village still butter for food and tools. 这个偏远村庄的人民仍然以物易物换取食物或工具。或者是 the plaza was crowded with people who came to butter. 这个广场挤满了来交易的人们。或者是 we refuse to butter away our principles no matter how much money we can get. 不管能够得到多少钱，我们都拒绝出卖原则。继续我们看的是 swap 这个动词。Swap 是指交换或者是以某个事物做交换。注意它的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 P, 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 ,my sister and I swapped clothes all the time when we were teens. 我和姐姐少女的时候常常交换衣服穿。如果要说明和谁交换的话是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,parents of my daughter's class love to swap books with each other.我女儿班级的家长们很喜欢彼此互换书籍。
Today we are talking about money down through the ages. So far we've learned that money has not always been used. There was a time before money.That's quite surprising, but empires were built like the Incan Empire, and they didn't use any money. They had all they needed provided by the Incan royalty in exchange for service. So the men would work, and then the Incan royalty would give them all that they needed. Well, we still have a lot more to learn about the history of money. Let's continue on to the next section. Shell it out.
Money down through the ages. Shell it out. People around the world used cowrie shells as currency. This began in China, possibly as early as the 16th century BC. Cowrie shells were still used in Africa in the 20th century, making them the world's longest and most widely used currency. Moving to metal.Many ancient civilizations used precious metals like gold and silver as money. At first, they measured the metals by weight, but then they began creating coins. The earliest known coins, which were unearthed in modern-day Turkey, date back to the 7th century BC.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this section. It's called Shell It Out. And before we continue, that's a phrase from our word bank. To shell out something. That means to pay for something. What else can you shell out?
Well, you usually hear this phrase talking about money. Mm-hmm. So you might say, I had to shell out a lot of money in order to get these great concert tickets. They were worth it.But they were expensive.
I shelled out over $1,000 for my flight to Mexico just last month. But it was a great trip. And of course, you might shell out a lot of money to repair something like your car or your scooter. The idea of shelling out is the idea of paying, but it seems kind of negative. Nobody likes to shell out a lot of money.
That's right, but that is not what we are talking about here.
Nope.
We are talking about actual shells. And we read, people around the world used cowrie shells as currency. Well, that is a very interesting form of money.
Yeah, that's right, a cowrie shell. Some are big, some are a little smaller. These little cowrie shells, maybe you've seen them before. There are so many.I guess so many, so you could use them as currency. Well, this began in China, possibly as early as the 16th century BC. That's a long time ago, 1600 BC. That's almost 3,600 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it is quite a long time ago, and you see those letters there, B.C. They are very important in telling you when this happened, and Steve and Ken have some more information for us about that in the Info Cloud.
B.C. is an abbreviation for Before Christ, and A.D. is short for Anno Domini, which is Latin for Year of Our Lord. It's the Western world system of keeping time based on Jesus Christ's life here on earth.
Okay, a few centuries back, some people decided that using this notation wasn't fair to people outside the Christian faith. They felt there should be a system of marking time that was religiously neutral.
And so came the BCE and CE system. BCE means before the common era. It corresponds to BC. CE means common era, and it corresponds to the AD notation.
This religiously neutral notation has gained wide approval, but it too is controversial.
Right. Some argue that other religious belief systems are still heavily represented in the Western calendar. Remember all the pagan gods in the names of our months and days? So, if we really want to be fair to people of other religious beliefs, shouldn't we neutralize those as well?
Well, today, the two systems coexist. You'll find the neutral notation in almost all American textbooks and scientific literature. However, guides like my AP Stylebook still endorse the traditional BC and AD notation.
今年是2013年，讲的明确一点是 AD 2013。AD 表示 Anno Domini， 这是拉丁文表示耶稣诞生的那一年，也就是西元。而西元前要用 BC， 也就是 Before Christ， 耶稣诞生之前。今天的课文我们看到了 16th century BC 跟 7th century BC。那因为 AD 跟 BC 都包含宗教含义，就有人主张应该采用比较中性的字，因此呢就产生了 BCE， 也就是 Before the Common Era， 所谓的公元前，而 CE 公元也取代了 AD 西元。那这个新的制度呢，是在学术界会比较常见的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, Jesus certainly did have a big impact on history and the way we see time. Well, let's continue here learning about cowrie shells. Cowrie shells were still used in Africa in the 20th century, just last century, making them the world's longest and most widely used currency. Okay, so 3,600 years, that's how long cowrie shells were used.
That's very impressive for just one single form of currency to be used, and not just in one place. Africa, China, many different places used cowrie shells. Continuing on to the next section, moving to metal. Many ancient civilizations used precious metals like gold and silver as money. At first, they measured the metals by weight.But then they began creating coins. So they started out just measuring them, weighing them, and eventually they made them into coins, so they were all about the same size and you didn't need to weigh them anymore.
That's right. Well, of course, this makes a little more sense. We still know the idea and the value of silver and gold today. Okay, so of course people would be using metals like this as currency.Now, the earliest known coins, which were unearthed in modern-day Turkey, date back to the 7th century BC. All right, let's take a look at a word from our word bank, unearth. Unearth, that means to dig something up. It was in the ground or in the earth, and now you've dug it up.
That's right, so it has come out of the ground, and we usually hear this when we're talking about artifacts or things that are very old that get unearthed somewhere after they've been buried for a long time. Well, right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit about this lesson, and then we'll spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Wow, look at that. Laptops. Hey, that's pretty cool. I think I want one.
Yes, everyone wants a laptop. They are very popular.
All right, I'll take one. I'll give you, 50 chickens for it.
50 chickens? What will I do with 50 chickens?
All right. I'll get it for just 40 chickens.
No. I don't want any chickens.
You don't want my chickens? Well, how about a cow? I got one outside. Or goats.
No, I don't want to barter. I don't want to trade things.
You won't swap something?
No, I don't barter. I'm sorry.
Okay. How much is it? How many shells?
So now you want to give me shells?
Yes, cowrie shells. How many do I have to shell out for the laptop?
I don't want any. You can't pay with shells.
But these are cowrie shells. Cowrie shells are accepted around the world.
Well, not here. I'm sorry.
All right. Well then, take this.
This bag is heavy. What's in here?
Metal. This bag is filled with iron.
I don't want iron. I want money.
Money? What kind of money?
Cash? Dollar bills?
Oh, but I don't have any of that.
Then give me your credit card. Like this.
You'll take a plastic card? I think you should take my chickens.
OK, 接下来我们看 shell out 这个成语。shell 是指贝壳，因为贝壳以前是用来当货币，所以延伸出来 shell out 就是指付钱或付款。例如 Jack had to shell out a fortune to remodel his house. Jack 装修房子得花上一大笔钱。或者是 having shelled out $100 for the concert, I won't miss it. 花了100元美金买了这场演唱会的票，我绝对不会错过的。最后我们看的是 unearth 是个动词， un 是一个否定的字首， earth 是指土地，所以 unearth 是指挖掘或挖出。例如 these archaeologists unearthed an emperor's tomb， 这些考古学家挖掘出一个帝王的陵墓。或者是 human remains were unearthed at the construction site, 建筑工地中挖出了人体的残骸。And now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Well, I've enjoyed learning a lot about today's money, money down through the ages. Hey, Carolyn.
Okay, Gabe.
What are you doing?
Yes, well, we've been talking about bartering today, and I think that we should swap. Yes. You see, I have, these shells.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I could trade these shells for that smartphone.
Oh, no, Carolyn. I said 20 chickens for this smartphone.
Well, how about the shells and a chicken leg?
Nope, not doing it.
No? What about if I add a fish?
Nope.
A dinosaur?
A dinosaur. Yeah, maybe. No.
Gabe, come on now.
Dinosaurs are so ancient.
I have a sheep.
A sheep?
A sheep. I will add a sheep plus the dinosaur, the fish, the chicken leg, and the shells.
Carolyn, I'm sorry. 20 chickens or no deal.
Or a cow.
A cow? Carolyn, you brought everything.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Listen, we're going to continue talking about this in a moment. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. We will continue learning about money down through the ages next time at Studio Classroom.
See you. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend.
last a lifetime.